The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 1. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on October 26th, 2017, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So it's not on the board, so is it written anywhere? No. So
Shri Prarada Uvacha Kaumara Acharet Kagya Dharman Bhagavatan Iha Dhulabam Manusham Janma Tat Api Adhruvam Artadam Shri Prarada Uvacha Kaumaram Acharet Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatan Iha Durlabang Manusham Janma Tad ap yadruvam artadam. Shri Prarada Uvacha. Kaumaram Acharet Pragyo. Dharman Bhagavatan Iha. Durlabang Manusham Janma. Tad ap yadruvam artadam. Shri Prarada Uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumara, in the tender age of childhood, Acharet should practice Pragya. One who is intelligent, Dharman, occupational duties, Bhagavatam, which are devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iha, in this life, Dhulabham, very rarely obtained, Manusham, human, Janma, birth, Tat, that, Api, even, Adhruvam, impermanent, temporary, Artadam, full of meaning. Translation and purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. That's really powerful. Did you know carefully what that verse said? Listen again to that last sentence. This is very powerful. All of you tune in. Don't space out. Tune into the class. Don't do it something else. You back there, don't do something else. I see you doing something else. Please. You have to tune in. You're an older boy. You should set the example for the younger boys. Tune into the class, okay? Don't go somewhere else with your mind. You tune in. I'm talking about you. You tune in. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. That's amazing. Just even a little bit of sincere devotional service. Even just a tiny little bit of sincere devotional service is all it takes, and you can get complete perfection. Purport. The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the Vedas is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmachari system is introduced, so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. Do we have any 5-year-old boys here? Or are they all older than that? So they start at 7? Well, you're starting late. You're supposed to start at 5, but better late than never. I didn't start till I was 22, so, you know, better late than never. You're supposed to start at 5, you see. We're all supposed to start at 5 years. You know what Prabhupada said? He was asked by a reporter, at what age did you realize the highest truth? Prabhupada said, say the age 4 or 5 years. Prabhupada realized the highest truth. So we're getting a late start, but better late than never. So tune in, turn on, and bliss out, whatever age you are. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:40, svapamashyata dharmashatrayate matahobeya. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mother to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. It's pretty bad. I remember growing up in America. Our guru was the television set. And it was simply sense gratification. So it's very, very important that you take this training that you're getting here very, very seriously. Because you don't want to take birth again in this material world. You want to get out of this place, you see. You have to take it very seriously. Prabhupada continues here. Gradually throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life. In other words, instead of preparing themselves for going back to God, they're preparing themselves to become a dog in their next life, or a cow, or a pig, or a monkey. Do you want to take birth again in this material world? What's your answer? Yes or no? Very good. So now you hear very carefully. By hearing these words coming from Srila Prabhupada and the great acharyas, you will become, your spiritual life is like a little switch in your heart. You see, you have an on and off switch. It flips the switch on for your spiritual life. We all have a little switch in our heart. We can flip it on or flip it off. But by even one moment's association with the pure devotee, you can flip that switch on. Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service which can save a human being from being degraded again to the animal life. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma consists of Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasham, Sakyam, Yatnam, Nivedanam. In all the schools, colleges and universities, and at home, All children and youths should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service. We want you boys to be strong in devotional service, not strong in sense gratification, not strong in spacing out on the material nature, strong in bhakti. That's the strength you need to have if you want to be happy. Otherwise, you won't be happy. Also, free from the fear of being degraded the animal life. Following Bhagavad Garma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Haranama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiran Yata. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagraja Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So here we are, boys, and ladies also. Here we are in the human life. Do you realize what hell you've gone through to get to this human form? Those hellish conditions in the 8,400,000 species? Tune in. Again, tune in. When you're looking here and there, tune into the class. I want to see you tune into the class, not looking here and there. Talking about you. Again, Please tune into this class. I don't want you tuning in and tuning there. Tune in here to the class. Okay? Do you agree or not? Yes or no? Do you agree to hear this class or not? I'm talking to you, right here. You see who I'm talking to? Right there. What is his name? I'm talking to that boy right there. Are you tuning into this class or are you going to do something else during this class? Talking to you, yes or no? Talking to you. Are you listening to this class or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Tell me. Yes or no? You. I want an answer from you. Yes or no? Are you going to hear this class or not? What's the answer? Yes or no? Tell me. Yes or no? Right there, this boy. You see what I'm talking to? That's a tall boy there. Stand up. You, no, behind you. That boy there, the tall boy. Yeah, right here. Stand up. Stand up. You stand up. Stand up. Now tell, no. You, that one, yes. Are you going to hear this class or not? Are you going to tune into the class or not? Tell me. Yes or no? Give me a yes or a no. You're going to hear my class or not? Okay, sit down. Thank you. It's no point in my coming here if everybody's minds are going somewhere else. I'm just talking to people who are not even listening. I've come here to talk to you, to enlighten you with these teachings of Krishna consciousness. I've been blessed by His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, with transcendental knowledge that can liberate you and can liberate the whole world. I don't want to see you taking an animal birth in your next life. I want to see that all you boys and all the ladies here, that you will go back to home, back to Godhead when you leave your present body. I'm not trying to harass you, I'm trying to help you. You see, I'm trying to help you, so I'm asking you to please cooperate by listening to this class and not spacing out somewhere else. You see, the fact is we have been rotating in the cycle of birth and death for thousands and millions of lifetimes, suffering like anything, as dogs, as pigs, as snakes, as ants, as grass, as trees, as germs. We've been going through so much hell for so many millions of lifetimes, but now by the mercy of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, we have the opportunity to go back to our original identities. We are actually citizens of the spiritual world. We are not citizens of this material world. We are actually citizens of the spiritual sky. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. We are actually participants in His Leela. In His original form or one of His expanded forms, we are all associates of Krishna. We don't belong here identifying with these material bodies. You understand? So it's very important we tune in to hearing. As we read in the verse, even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give complete perfection. And this hearing is so important. Prabhupada gives the example of himself. As you know, Prabhupada was a pharmaceutical businessman. He wasn't a brahmachari living in the ashram. He was a businessman. And he was very busy. He had a very successful business. Very successful. Prayag Pharmacy was a retail business. He also had a huge wholesale business. He had the wholesale distributorship for Dr. Bose's medicines in northern India. He had a very, very successful wholesale business going on also. He's very busy. But he was very Krishna conscious because he had met Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati at Uttadanga when he was a young man, and he never forgot. I had met in 1922, he first heard Guru Maharaj speak, Bhakti Siddhanta. And he said, I have met a very, very wonderful saintly person. He never forgot. He was always meditating on Guru Maharaj, even while he was doing his business. But he took an opportunity because there was some Vrindavan, some Vrajmandal Parikrama going on. And they were camping out in different places. But Bhakti Siddhanta was giving pravachan, he was speaking. So you've heard Prabhupada we see from the Brahma Samhita that Bhakti Siddhanta speaks with very erudite English. For example, the materialistic Dhaminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat. Very sophisticated English. So most of the disciples were simple Bengali boys, and they couldn't understand what Guru Maharaj was talking about. He went way over their heads. He was talking in English, in his very erudite English. So in the evening, you could go for the lecture, you could go for darshan. So almost everybody went for darshan. Only a very few sannyasis were sitting there, and one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Abhay Charan Day. He said, I would understand, or I would not understand, but still I would go on hearing. So later on, you know, on ISKCON, they recommend you for initiation, you see. So the disciples who were preaching in Allahabad, they said, Guru Maharaj is this very nice businessman here at Bhai Charan Day. We'd like to recommend him for initiation. And he said, oh yes, The others, they go away, but he hears. Therefore, I'll accept him as my disciple. So if you want to become qualified to be accepted as a disciple of the bona fide spiritual master, the key is you be a very good listener. You learn how to hear. That's the most important thing. The nine processes, Navavida Bhakti, where does it begin? Shravana. It all begins with hearing. If you boys can learn how to hear very nicely, that hearing itself will liberate you from this material existence. Parikshit Maharaj simply heard. That was his perfection. He heard from Shukadeva Goswami. That hearing alone liberated him. If you can be very expert in hearing, that hearing will liberate you. So there's one thing you boys must learn in your Gurukula, and that is how to hear very nicely. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Katha. You learn how to take a deep, 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 deep within your heart. You see, right now we're all contaminated by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, illusion, envy, laziness, craziness. We're polluted like anything, and that's why we're caught up in the cycle of birth and death. You understand these points or not? Do you understand what I'm saying? Tell me. Let me hear it again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's very good. So by taking this knowledge deep within your heart, deep, 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 deep within your heart, hearing, 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 that will drive away all the confusion, all the delusion, all the contamination that's making you miserable. You understand, we're miserable in this material world because we're still identifying, misidentifying with these material bodies. You are not that body. You are an eternal spiritual being. Now, hey, tune in back there. Tune in, please. Stay tuned in. Don't go on different channels. Stay on this channel. You're not in front of a TV set, but you can flip the channels. Okay? This is not a television show. You can flip the channel to a different channel. You stay tuned in. Every one of you, stay tuned in. I'm doing this because if you can simply hear this very nicely, this hearing will liberate you from material consciousness. Even one moment's association can liberate you. Know the shloka? Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastikai. Lava matta sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. Even one, you know how much a lava, who knows how much a lava matra is? A lava is 1/11th of a second. If you can fully tune in even 1/11th of a second, you'll become a liberated soul. So I'm trying to get you to tune in because that will liberate you. You see, we have a great mission given by Prabhupada, not only for our own deliverance, but Srila Prabhupada has given us a mission for the deliverance of the entire world. Do you know that? As a follower of Prabhupada, how many of you are followers of Prabhupada? Raise your hand if you're a follower of Prabhupada. Anybody not? All right, we're all Prabhupada Nukas here. Jai. You know what our Prabhupada told us to do? Prabhupada said, become guru and deliver the world. Do you realize you have a duty to deliver the world? As a follower of Srila Prabhupada, you have a duty to deliver the world. Tune in. Don't play around. Stop playing with your cord. You tune in and listen. You can adjust your cord later on. You can play with that string later on. Now you tune in, set down the string, or that neck bead, whatever it is, just put it, hold it still, and listen. Prabhupada has given us a mission. We have to deliver the world. So you have to take very seriously becoming an offenseless chanter of Krishna's holy names. Because Prabhupada explains, one who is offenseless in his chanting has the potency to deliver the whole world. So we have to learn how to be offenseless chanters of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that will empower us to deliver the world. So you have duties now as students here in the school. You have teachers, you have assignments, you have classes. Take your studies very seriously because this will qualify you to become an offenseless chanter of Krishna's holy names and empower you to become a powerful preacher of Krishna consciousness.
So we need you boys to all become powerful preachers. We need an army of preachers who can go out and take over the whole world for Prabhupada. As you boys become mature young men, you should become powerful preachers. You should who can deliver the world. You see, Krishna conscious householders or sannyasis, you should be all become very powerful preachers of Krishna consciousness. So becoming very good students now, lift your heads up. Back there, lift your head up. Don't sit there looking at your feet. You tune into the class. Thank you. Now you stop playing there with the ground. You tune in. Stay tuned in. Okay, now if there's any questions, we have about 8 minutes left. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them. Anybody have a question? Do these boys ask questions or are they dull? They do ask questions, okay. Your teacher says you're not dull-headed fools. I take his word, therefore let's have some questions. The first boy who asks a question gets a garland. You're a big boy. All right, I can have a big boy. This is one of my disciples over there. But he wants a garland. If any of you, any Gurukula boy asks a question, I'm going to give him my garland. This garland here. But still, they have no questions. Huh? They have passed out papers here? No. Here's a question back here. Very good. You can relay the question to me if I can't hear it. And now come here and tell me. I'm a little deaf, so I'm going to help me.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if one restrains forcefully from sense gratification...
If one forcefully abstains from sense gratification,
the taste of sense gratification still remains in his mind.
Yeah.
So should the parents or teachers force the children to stop sense gratification?
Should the what?
Should the parents and teachers stop sense gratification students forcefully? Or?
The thing is, you have to get the higher taste. If you see the Mayavadis, they just want to negate. Sense gratification is bad. Negate. But you can't live without taste. You understand? We all have to have taste, ruchi. So you can't just give up the lower taste just by renouncing it. It's not possible. The Mayavadis try to do it. Just like I remember my godbrother, Tamakrishna Goswami, he was practicing some kind of renunciation. He was living in the forest, eating only brown rice. But every now and then he'd come to the city and go to an ice cream parlor and gorge on ice cream, you see. So you can't just artificially renounce sense gratification. It doesn't work, you see. But if you engage your senses in the service of Krishna, you see, the idea is you have to get a higher enjoyment. You see, just like we have, what is that cookbook called? The higher taste, right? So, if you get a higher taste for Krishna consciousness, then who cares about the lower taste? You see, just like a pig, he's very addicted to eating stool. He wants to eat the stool, you see. He enjoys that stool. He's eating that stool, you see. You give him some halava, he's not interested, you see. But we know that prasadam is better than bhoga, you see. We may be, when we were karmi, we were enjoyed eating bhoga, but we realized this is like a pig eating stool. But let me take prasadam, you see. By taking prasadam, then you get that higher taste. So the whole point is, don't give up taste, you find a better taste. Don't give up singing, sing Krishna conscious songs. Don't give up eating, eat prasadam. Don't give up looking at beautiful things. Look at the beautiful form of Krishna. Don't give up. You don't have to stop your activities. You just have to go to a higher level. That's all. It's a very nice question. So here, give this boy my garland. Here, come up. Yeah. I got one more garland now for one more question. Thank you very much. You're a good boy. Thank you very much. I got one more garland for one more question. Here we go.
How can we stay away from Maya?
What's it?
How can we stay away from Maya?
How can we
stay away from Maya?
The way to stay away from Maya, you have to embrace Krishna. This is a very simple thing. Maya is there trying to lure us. Come on, my dear little boy. Come on, I will give you all happiness, my dear little boy. You see, Maya's giving us all allurements. He thought I was calling him up. It's okay. Yeah, you can come get the garland. Yeah, that's all right. You can get the garland. Thank you. So Maya is calling us. You see, the thing is that Maya is actually a pure devotee of Krishna. Maya is not really our enemy, but she acts like that to test us. Actually, Maya is a pure devotee of Krishna. But her duty is to test you to see. Krishna doesn't want any nonsense. You see, Maya is there to test you if you're really serious about being a devotee or not. You see. So when you show Maya that actually you're very serious, that no, Maya, I don't want sense gratification, only I want pure devotional service, and that's all. Let my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, be purely Krishna conscious. When you take that determination, Maya will say, oh, very good, now I will help you in your service to Krishna. You see, Maya will actually help you in your service to Krishna. She wants to do that, but her duty is to test you to make sure you're really serious about being Krishna conscious. You see. She's a pure devotee. But she does srishti, as described in the Brahma Samhita. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, from whom the separated... Let's see, how does it go? What verse?
Huh?
The external potency, Maya, who is the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in pursuance of in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Nibarti Durga. Ich channa rupam api yashita tesa tesa govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Very good, very good. Very good. Jai. That's a fact. Now the questions are coming. We have a little overtime? All right. Who was next? There's a hand up here. Translation is? I gave the translation a minute ago, but it's all right. There's a question here. Yes. Yeah, well, Samaras, we don't even have Samaras available here. Samaras is, this is a type of intoxication that actually is good for you, but it's in the material sense. But we have something better than Samaras, and that's Krishna Ras. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. For us, Samaras is not a very good thing, you see. Who wants to go to the heavenly planets? Do you realize in the heavenly planets you still have to die? There's no immortality in the heavenly planets. You can live for a long time, but relatively speaking, the demigod experiences his huge lifespan just as we experience our 100 years. So there's not really a benefit of it. That's for those who are deluded by... You know, heavenly pleasures. We're not deluded by heavenly pleasures. We understand even heavenly pleasures are hellish ultimately. Yeah? Yeah, but we don't even have it available, so what's the point? We don't have some of us available here.
We have a special.
Why are you interested in the heavenly planets? We are going to a higher level than the high. Why are you interested in the heavenly planets? We're interested in going to that place beyond the heavenly planets. The heavenly planets are also destroyed when Mahavishnu inhales. They're also destroyed. They're temporary residents. Whether you live in the rich neighborhood or the poor neighborhood, it's all a hellish place. Yes. Actually, the spiritual master is the guide. You can directly approach the spiritual master. What's the difficulty? You can write me, sda@backtohome.com. My email address, sdasankarshandasadhikari@backtohome.com. You can approach me directly. You don't need anybody. You can approach me directly. You're welcome to. You can write me and I'll answer you back. I'll personally guide you how to become a pure devotee if you want to take instructions from me. Okay? SDA@backtohome. I'll even give you my card. Here's my card. You have direct contact. Okay? Next.
Prabhupada said, you
finish it, this condemned world. If everybody becomes a brahmachari, then we'll all go back to Godhead. We don't need this world. We can all go back to Godhead, no problem. Yes.
Stop sense gratification, but in this world we find so many different ways of sense gratification. So how do we stop ourselves?
You have to simply engage yourself 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, that's all. From the minute you get up, from the minute you go to bed at night, always think about Krishna, always talk about Krishna, always hear about Krishna, always bow down to Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna is better than any sense gratification. Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure. Sense gratification is a hellish pit. You just have to connect with Krishna and you'll be in bliss. Question back here. Let's see this one here. Okay. Yeah. Huh?
Animals enjoy better sense gratification than you. You want to remain animal. Do you?
You want to remain an animal? You can be a hog eating stool if you want. You see? Or you can be a pure devotee having halava and sweet rice. Your choice. Okay, this boy here.
In other religions, we have only one God. Yeah, but in Hinduism, there are so many demigods.
The demigods are all servants of Krishna. Just like the king has so many ministers who help him to run the kingdom. But he is the king. He's the supreme. Next. Yes, back there.
The soul is
eternal. It's never polluted by anything, but it's covered with pollution. You see? The pure soul is eternally there as a pure soul, but he's covered. Just like gold can be covered by stool. It's all, the soul is always there, the pure soul, but he's covered with stool. And he misidentifies. You see? So the soul is never polluted, but he is covered with pollution. That's all. Like the gold is never, gold is always pure gold, but it's covered by stool, you see. So right now we're covered by stool, the stool of bodily consciousness. That's why we're suffering. The soul is always pure. That's why if you focus in on Krishna consciousness, you really focus in on Krishna consciousness, you regain your original eternal identity. You already have it. You're already a pure devotee. You understand? But you're covered by this bodily consciousness right now. That's all. So by chanting very sincerely, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're cleaning off all this stool of bodily consciousness, which is covering your pure self. And if you keep chanting and keep purifying, keep chanting, gradually all the contamination will be gone, and then you'll realize who you actually are in the pastimes of Krishna and his transcendental abode. So maybe we can stop here. And I have prasadam for all of you, so we'll have to break it into small pieces.
Yeah, we got some more also.
You have more?
Yeah.
There's more coming?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone come up.
So we can come class-wise, starting from the...
All right, he organizes it. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.